Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Ooh, it's that new show about the policeman who solves crimes in his spare time.
Crank it, Homer.
You busted up that crack house pretty bad, McGonagall. Did you really have to break so much furniture?
You tell me, Chief. You had a pretty good view from behind your desk.
McGonagall, eases the pain.
You're off the case, McGonagall.
You're off your case, Chief.
What does that mean exactly?
It means he gets results, you stupid chief!
Dad, sit down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, McGonagall.
That is a good name for a detective show. Yeah. That is, yeah.
Sal's probably, he's probably listening. He probably even knew that it was Michael McCorkle Jones for Mac Jones.
Did you know that, Sal?
McCorkle.
You know, I believe when I saw that today, like I didn't know it, but I said, yeah, I think I heard that somewhere. But no, it wasn't like common knowledge in my head, no.
It's a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
Sal is with us on the Western Hotline, and he is brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Sal, good morning, would you Sal. Respect well, Mac wait, Jones isn't more that if you went by McCorkle?
Yes. McCorkle's a better name, right?
Well, isn't that why his name is Mac? Because his middle name is McCorkle. His name is Michael.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just making sure.
Like, but he should go Mac by McCorkle, so. Not I mean, Mac, right?
Right.
McCorkle.
McCorkle
I mean,
Mac's
Jones. A pretty cool name.
No, it's
I
not.
I think Mac Jones is a good name. Like, come on, it's a good quarterback name.
Mac not Jones as good is as a good McCorkle.
I will say, if he is a bust, Patriots fans can quickly turn to Sack Jones.
Oh.
You know, if he just doesn't get the ball out. Like, that's going to come quickly if he doesn't blossom right.
Or Slack Jones.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. You guys are
Hack
good.
Hack Jones.
You guys got the thinking stuff going this morning. Hey, Mr. C, number of things to do with you today. Including, you know, seems like every day we're bringing up something with roster rules, COVID rules, all this other stuff. Now, you texted something out yesterday about travel rules. So no separate team charters, apparently, or what?
So let me just clarify what's going on here. There was a memo that was distributed back on June 16th in the league to the teams. Tom Pelissero had it. And in it, it has all the different. It's a long thread about all the different kind of protocols that go into unvaccinated versus vaccinated players and tier one and tier two employees and all these different travel restrictions, weight room restrictions, facility restrictions, everything when you're at team hotels, all that kind of stuff. In that particular thread, Pelissero wrote, only vaccinated individuals will be allowed on team charters.
Mm-hmm.
It does not specifically say players or not players or just employees. It just says individuals. So naturally, me and many other people assume that meant anybody who's not vaccinated can't be on the team charter.
Yes, I assume that as well.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So we've been, me, Jeremy, Bold, our shows here, I've been reporting, we've been talking about the fact that if you're unvaccinated at all, anybody, they can't be on the team charter. Other outlets have been as well. It's not just us. They've been reporting it. They've been writing about it. Yesterday, I got clarification from the league on this. That is not the case. It does not apply to players. all players, vaccinated or unvaccinated, will be allowed on the team charter. It only applied to Tier 1 and Tier 2 employees. Only Tier 1 and Tier 2 employees who are vaccinated are allowed on team charters, except any of those who are unvaccinated with religious or medical exemptions. So it's important to clarify here, because we've been talking about it about Cole Beasley. Well, geez, we know he's not vaccinated. He can't. He's got to fly to the games himself.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Good.
He's going to be allowed on the team charter just like everybody else will who plays for the team.
Makes more sense. It did seem odd. Like, I get the whole weight room differences, mask, no mask. All, I get like that, but I thought, that seems rather extreme. Like, if you have seven guys who aren't vaccinated out of your 50s or whatever, you guys are going on your own plane. I just thought that was kind
of
weird.
But to be honest, aren't a lot of these rules seem pretty prohibitive anyway? And like, you wouldn't, I wouldn't be totally surprised given all the other things they've put in place to encourage, right? And
well, say, I just thought cost. I mean, that's now you're paying for another airplane. The teams are now, it's a big expense that you're adding.
No, I get it. I just wanted to make sure we have that clarification. Go ahead, Jerry.
As you say, it's also worth mentioning a lot of these potential rules that are being put in place could be changed because, you know, things continue to change. One of the big stories today about the Delta variant is about how things are, you know, local municipalities and all this with masks. The NFL, as it's always been with this, it's a bit of a moving target because it's kind of ever-changing and ever-evolving. So here it is July 30th. I wonder by August 30th if there isn't a different set of protocols the NFL decides to implement because things get more difficult or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I've said many times, this is going to be a moving target, I think, even, you know, until the season starts. And one of the other things is when Tom Pelissero tweeted this out, when we've talked about these issues, a lot of them are simply only covering preseason and training camp anyway. Like, there's going to be probably different protocols and things in place by the time we get to the regular season. Even that particular issue only dealt with preseason and training camp. So, you know, we'll see. But I wanted to make sure that everyone knew because admittedly, I've been saying, like, anybody who's not vaccinated can't be on the team charter, but that does not apply to players. And, you know, it was nice to get clarification straight from the league about that yesterday.
The two guys signed on the offensive line, anything to bring up here? Is it just because they got two guys in COVID protocols?
I think that's the case. Harrell's been with the team. The Bills actually signed him, Markwell Harrell, out of as an undrafted free agent last year. He didn't make the squad. Then he bounced around with the Raiders. He was with the Raiders. He came back to the Bills actually last year towards the end of the year on the practice squad when they had some injuries. But, you know, he wasn't with the team this year, and now he is. Tyler, and I have to get exact pronunciation on his last name. I believe it's Gauthier. I'm not positive. Oh. It's interesting.
I went with the hockey pronunciation of Gauthier.
Right. It could be. That might be the actual, actual pronunciation, you know, natively, but I don't know, you know, where he's from or, you know, originally, but I saw on the, he was with the Jags and I looked it up and it had in their guide, their media guide was Gauthier, I think. So, you know, we'll find out. It's interesting, actually, Tyler Gauthier and Forrest Lamp, two offensive linemen, both went to the same high school down in Florida, right around where I live. And I'm friends with a couple of their coaches. So I actually spoke with one of the coaches last night who coached him and was telling me how, like, he's a huge fisherman and, you know, he's a guy that, you know, kind of never really thought that football would be his ticket, but then realized how good he was as he got older. So it was pretty cool just kind of, you know, chatting with him about that. But I think for the Bills' concerns here, this is, to me, a direct response to having two offensive linemen on reserve COVID, Deion Dawkins and Ike Butker. They need numbers. You know, they got to be able to practice. And those guys don't count against the roster. The two new guys do. But Dawkins and Butker do not, as long as they're on the reserve COVID list.
Everybody was tweeting about this jaw-dropping throw that Josh Allen made. At least Emmanuel Sanders said his jaw dropped. Okay, what did he do?
So it was coming right at me. We were inside the field house yesterday, and the media was able to stand, you know, in the end zone to watch practice. We can't film during that portion, as you guys know. So everybody, anytime something like this happens, inevitably I get 10, 15 tweets asking, where's the video? You didn't get video? No, I can't. We're not allowed to. Nobody did, except the Bills. They did actually tweet it. I'll talk about that in a second.
Oh,
so, so just imagine, remember the Gabriel Davis throw when he in against San Francisco on Monday night when he went over the linebacker, Josh did? Remember that throw that everybody's like,
the
wow.
Thing of beauty,
I would say the best way to describe this throw was It was that type of throw, but it was deeper. I'll say, I can tell you it was a post pattern because Emmanuel Sanders said it was a post pattern, so that's what he said. It was deeper, and it was through or over two defenders, if you will, instead of one, in the same kind of way. And when he threw it, when Josh threw it and Cole caught it, I will, no lie, guys, like I literally looked at two or three media members standing next to me and I said, holy cow. I don't know if the word cow came out.
Yeah.
I said, holy cow.
Probably not. Yeah.
But it was, no, that was one of those. It really was. I mean, I've seen a lot of throws, been on a lot of football fields and watched a lot of quarterbacks. It was really cool to see it from that angle. So anyway, after practice, you know, Emmanuel Sanders says, Josh made a throw on a post pattern today to Cole that I haven't seen in 12 years. That was the throw that he was talking about. And it's good to know that, like, when you're standing there and you're like, oh my God, that's a great throw. And then a veteran NFL wide receiver basically backs it up, you know, unprovoked, that was a great throw, and just kind of brings it up. Now, the Bills actually did tweet video of the throw, but I will tell you, I think if you watch it, you might go, what do you mean? What was so special about it? You had to see it from the angle I saw it from, or probably the angle that Emmanuel Sanders saw it from in real time. You know what I mean?
Right. But, you know, with Josh, like, you were tweeting out, a number of people were talking about how good Josh looked yesterday and the offense and the passing game. And Jeremy and I were
he
making the point. But, you know, this is a great thing to be at this spot. We're at a point where you could tweet out, Josh Allen looked great, and I'll go, well, yeah, he should be. I mean, he's elevated his game to the point now. Josh going 11 for 11 in a drill at camp is not a huge story for me because I expect that. Yeah, he should. He should look really good at training camp because he is at that level as a pro quarterback right now.
Yeah, I think we've transitioned from people waiting on and riding on every tweet and update to say how good he looked to people riding and waiting on every tweet to make sure he didn't look really bad, right? Because then that's what the standard now. Like, it's okay, he's there. I just don't want to read that he's taken steps back now. I don't want to read that he looked really bad. And I would say outside of Buffalo, a lot of people are anxiously waiting for that, right? They want to see, yep, see, I told you. See, he doesn't look that good. Last year was an aberration, right? I mean, like, but in Buffalo here, I think now we've reached the level of exactly what you said, Howard, which is anytime you hear that he's looked really good, it's what you expect now. He better. I mean, that's who he is now. He looked really good yesterday. The passing offense looked really good. They are dialed in. And, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, and I'm watching these guys. A couple of things struck me. Now, first of all, they don't have pads on right now, right? And there's no shoulder pads or no tackling, right? So they, you know, they're working a lot of the passing stuff, things like that. But it really struck me. I look up and I'm like, and Murph and I were talking about this. He was at practice yesterday and we were chatting. They just have so many weapons at wide receiver. Right. Every time you look up, every guy you look at, you're like, who are you going to cover? You know, they got lots of options, and he can throw to all these different players, no matter who's out on the field. Now, granted, you know, if you take off the top four or five guys, and if you will, and put on the guys that are fighting for roster spots or back end guys, it's not the same. But they just have so many guys that can rotate in or out. And the second thing I'm thinking is, here's Emmanuel Sanders. He's in the league 12 years. This is his 12th year. He's got to work to fit in here. Like, this is not, we're bringing this guy in to show the young guys how to work. This is, we're bringing this guy in, and he better get up to speed quick. I don't care he's been in the league 12 years because we're humming and we're going. And it was yesterday.
With the depth of the core, I know, like, Jeremy's been talking a little bit about Gabriel Davis and how, you know, he wowed everybody last year, and what does he do in year two? And there was, it was Greg Rosenthal, NFL.com. He did a piece on, I think it was a breakout candidate for each team. His guy for the Bills was Gabriel Davis. With Sanders here now, I mean, it's clear, all right, you got Diggs, you got Beasley. With Sanders here now, I don't know how to phrase this, Sal. I don't want to make it sound like Sanders being here is a bad thing because it could take away from Davis's targets. But how does that all work in terms of the next two guys after Diggs and Beasley?
I don't know. I think that's got to be sorted out. That's a really good question. We're all wondering that. You know, I mean, we're only 2 days into practice. Obviously, as you guys know, I can't like count reps or anything like that, but I know you're not asking me to, but it's just something that, you know, we're going to have to figure out and watch and see how it develops through the preseason. I think that, you know, it's generally considered the consensus Diggs, Beasley, Davis, Sanders are the top four. The question is, you know, how does that look after Diggs even, you know, because Sanders can play inside, even Davis can a little bit if they want. He's mostly an outside guy.
Yeah.
And then you got Isaiah McKenzie who fits in there as well. So I don't know what the answer to that is. I will say this, though. I think a lot of times we talk about this, Howard, and and we only have the we have kind of a short-sighted view of it in tunnel vision. We all do. Whereas I think you have to really think about the long season here. It's not what you see week one or week two isn't going to be necessarily what you see week 14 or week 15. Injuries happen. You know, we saw this team start losing wide receivers pretty early on last year for different reasons. But then by the end of the year, even the guys playing were really banged up, right? We know Cole Beasley had a broken leg and Stephon Diggs was playing injured towards the end of the year. John Brown was hobbling. And I think you have to remember that even if we say right now, one or the other is ahead or he gets more snaps or they go into Pittsburgh and, you know, it looks this way. I think we all have to remember that the season is a marathon and every single game can look different here.
Sal with us here on the Wester Hotline. He'll be at practice later this morning, 803-0550. If you have a Bills question and you'd like Sal to answer it for you. Leslie Frazier, you gave us a good heads up on this. Thank you. We'll be chatting with the media at 9:15. We'll have that live on WGR. We know he's got to figure out what's happening at a cornerback opposite Trey White. What other questions are there for the defensive coordinator? What else do you think he's thinking about other than Levi Wallace versus Dane Jackson?
It's defensive line for me. I think defensive line is super intriguing. I mean, you look at these numbers, guys. What are they going to do? How are they going to do it? I mean, you might have guys here. You're going to have guys here who can play who aren't going to make the team. Is there a trade maybe somewhere? I mean, what do you do? And part of what's baked into it is these guys can all play different spots, right? You may feel we may look and look. You know that I put the Bills roster out on my Twitter feed all the time. I just did it this morning after their moves. And if you look, I have a defensive end column, I have a defensive tackle column. But let's be honest, you know the way they've structured this team, these guys can move inside, they can move outside. So you can look at it and go, well, they're going to keep X number of defensive ends, X number of defensive tackles. Well, what if they feel that one of the defensive ends can be a defensive tackle? And then they can kind of massage the numbers a little bit. To me, that's the really big question on the defense is how this defensive line shakes out and who's basically left standing without a job when it's all over.
Yeah. And it gives Frazier and McDermott and all the play callers on the defensive side of the ball tremendous flexibility, right? Different looks. Make it harder for the offense. Who's going to line up where? Who's rushing? Who's right? It can give you just some more things to throw at the opposing offense that they have to prepare for.
Exactly right. And I think that was by design. They love, as we've talked about it for 4 years, but it's clear now that they really, really value position flexibility.
Yeah.
I mean, they go out and they target players who can do a lot of different things. And they can move them inside. They can move them outside. They can stand them up. They can put their hand in the dirt. Whatever it is, you know, wide receivers can play inside. They can play outside. Offensive linemen can play tackle, guard, center. I mean, this is. Look at Reggie Gilliam. You know, what is he? Is he a fullback, a tight end, an H-back, all that kind of stuff? They really value versatility in players, including their defensive backs. I think the most underrated position on this team, speaking on defense and decisions. I think they have really good linebacker depth, and the same thing's got to be asked and what's going to happen. And a lot of these guys, sure, they can play special teams, but I mean, other than Tyler Matakevich, I don't think that any are just special teams guys. I think they're guys that are fighting for spots. And people can look at the linebackers and go, well, what do they have behind Edmonds and Milano? Okay, you got AJ Klein there. My answer? Quite a bit, actually. They may not be household names. Every one of these linebackers can play. They can play. They're versatile. They can play special teams. They offer something that if Edmonds and Milano both went down, I think they could put in guys that could very well get them through games.
You know, Sal, as you talk about this and lay this all out about position flexibility, the way that it rings to me is it's almost a way to cheat the depth issue, right? You only get so many spots, and if some players can swing from guard to tackle to center or line to edge or linebacker all over the place, you kind of have 59 players on your roster. If you lose at a spot, you can just kind of slide guys in. It's a way to not cheat the system, but expose a little bit of a spot there and work to their advantage.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Jeremy. It's a great point, right? I mean, we know somebody asked me this morning, do they keep 53 or 55? And, you know, let's remember, the rules are everyone has to keep 53. It's still a 53-man roster, but you get to elevate two players to 55. But one of those situations is, alluding to what you're talking about, Jeremy, if you have eight active offensive linemen, then you can also have, you know, 48 active on game day. Well, with the Bills' philosophy, of course they're going to activate eight offensive linemen because out of those eight, they can probably play almost anywhere that you want them on the field. It's not like they're going to have – you know, just two tackles and two guards. Like, these guys can all swing from different spots. It's what makes a guy like Ryan Bates super valuable. Mm-hmm. Ryan Bates can play all five positions. If the Bills want him to, he can slide in at any spot on the offensive line. So now you're looking at it, and like you said, Jer, I mean, now you have Ryan Bates. You don't have to necessarily keep an extra tackle because you have him, or an extra guard. You can kind of massage that the way you want.
Now I want to get to the important question. You guys are both golfers. So, Sal, I want to ask you and Jeremy about Jordan Poyer, who talked to the media yesterday, talked about golf, right, and basically said he's just started playing last year and his handicap is now under 10. Is that really impressive?
It's pretty good.
It's incredible. Yeah. It doesn't surprise me. Jordan Poyer was an incredibly elite athlete. He is an incredibly elite athlete, but he was drafted in a Major League Baseball. You know, he plays in the NFL. He was, I think, like the high school player of the year, maybe in both sports, at least all state or whatever, in Oregon. It does not surprise me in the least, but absolutely. I mean, for a person that just started playing golf 2 years ago to get their handicap under 10, and let's put a little context to this story because I think it's important to note. Jordan said the reason he started playing golf, he said golf saved his life. He struggled with addiction and drinking, and that story's been chronicled. Mm-hmm. And a lot of dark days in his life over the last couple of years. And he said that he found a different outlet. He found something that could take up his time to not have to go down those roads. And golf was it. And it's amazing to hear that and for him to be so good at it right now. And I just think it's a great, great story.
You know who else did exactly that? Is Alice Cooper, the rock
star. Yeah.
He started to battle his alcoholism.
Wow.
He started playing 36 holes a day. Like, exactly the same thing, Sal. Just something else to do. And he's down to like a 4 handicap and still plays every day. But when he was in the 80s, he did the exact same thing. He turned to golf.
Wow. So I hope that, you know, my wife doesn't mind I tell this story. I don't think she will. We've told it many times. My wife, she smoked for many years. She came from Germany. Since she was young, she smoked. She was a smoker and, you know, just a regular smoker every day. And about 10 years ago, we were in Las Vegas and we were coming back and she said, I got to stop smoking. I'm like, okay. And she said, this is actually maybe even longer than that now. She said, but I need something to take up my time. And I don't know, you know, what to do. She said, I think I might start running. And I had never seen her. She had never been a runner in any way, shape or form. And I said, all right, well, you know, if you want me to run with you, I can run with you. So she downloaded an app. This is, like I said, a decade ago. She downloaded an app called Couch to 5K. And she started, you know, just jogging a little bit, then walking, then jogging a little bit, then walking. Then she signed up for a 5K, completed it. Then she signed up for a 10K, completed it. And my wife hasn't smoked in over a decade. She's now run like 3 full marathons and 4 or 5 half marathons.
Wow. That's fantastic. Yeah. Almost forgot. Tomorrow is open practice, right? Is that tomorrow, the first of the open practices?
It is, 10 o'clock inside the stadium, Highmark Stadium. You need a ticket. The tickets are free.
Yeah.
You still need one. You can go to buffalobills.com/training camp to do that.
All right. I was going to ask if you knew if there were still tickets available.
I don't know that for sure. I'm guessing there are. I mean, I don't know, though. I mean, people can go and maybe they could be sold out, but it just wouldn't seem like that, but at least try.
Yeah, I'm actually trying right now, so I'll see what comes. I just hit the get tickets link, so I'll see if there's anything still available.
You have to have a Ticketmaster account, too, to log into, just so everybody knows.
I do. I just don't remember what my password is.
Right, yeah. Oops. Right, exactly. I'm just people are probably in the same boat, so I'm just making people aware.
No idea what it is. Okay. Well, thank you, as always, Mr. Capaccio, and have a fabulous weekend watching the football team, and we'll get caught up with you again next week.
All right, Jeremy, good luck today.
Thank you.
Just super sad and disappointed you didn't say I have a friend named Sal who, you know, brings me out to play golf once in a while, and I'd like him to come with me. You know, I could have had some sort of mysterious fake illness today at training camp practice.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know how it is. You get an invite to play a round of golf. You can't say, well, I mean, can I bring somebody? You wait for the
–
if
totally
you'd like to
it.
Bring somebody, you can. So I just, you know, kept my mouth shut. It never came. Maybe next time. I don't know.
Maybe that's all right. Either way, good luck to you, and I'm sure we'll hear how it went.
Hey, I'm going to guess there are tickets, Sal. It got me to the point. I clicked on 2 tickets for tomorrow's practice. It said, sit tight. We're verifying your account or whatever. So it is going through. So I assume
I'm sure it is.
Still.
And then it's tomorrow, and it's also next Saturday at 10 and then September 1st at noon.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Sal, brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it is the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Of course, with no camp at Fisher, this is your opportunity to see the Bills in practice with the three open practices. And yes, I am now, if I wanted to sign in, I would. So there are still tickets, free tickets available for tomorrow's open practice if you want to go to Highmark Stadium, BuffaloBills.com.
All these unwritten rules, golf etiquette, you know, like these are the things you missed out on.
Me?
You know, the little teaches you everything about the world, yeah.
Are you saying I don't have class and etiquette that I need to...
No, not golf etiquette. Yeah, you.
Oh, I don't know anything about golf etiquette. I have no idea. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
That's one of the things, honestly, that's not why I don't take the game up on a regular basis, but one of the things I would be worried about is, you know, the rules, you know, all the etiquette that you have to do when you're on the course. Like, I've never had to worry about that because my golf experience was limited to the GR tournament, and I would just, whatever the other three guys would tell me to do, rules-wise, okay, I would do that. But I actually never took time to understand all the rules that are involved if you went out and played your average round of golf with some people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would be, I'd probably do something wrong, and someone would yell at me like, you can't do that!
It's a great day to be outside today. I mean, the weather is... It's summer.
No rain, right? I don't think until tomorrow.
No. We're good for rain. You know, if it is summer, so you might call this cool for the summer. You know, like high is 68 today.
Oh, that's good golfing weather, I guess, right?
Of course.
You don't want it too hot.
I'm just speaking generally about the weather. You know, people have we got another month plus of summer, and I'm sure we'll get back up into the 80s and such.
But yay!
Today feels like a day in a different kind of season is all.
Yeah, high of 70. See, the pool owner in me needs warmer temperatures because, you know, it's a lot.
Don't you heat the pool?
No, I try not to. Oh, it's okay. Expensive. I like when Mother Nature heats my pool for free. And you know, I don't go in unless it's, geez, probably 76, about as low as I would go in terms of the water temperature to actually go in the pool itself. So we start getting into the 50s at night, Jeremy. You know, you lose a degree every now and then at night. I don't cover it. So, yeah, then I have to get stuck heating the darn thing.
But, you know, in our fun conversations about the seasons, don't you walk out on a day like today and feel the Bills opener? This is the temperature. Like, this feels like the Bills opener. Actually, it's a little chilly. The Bills opener
it's usually 80, 75 to 80, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this temperature, this is what I think about when I think about going to Bills games. It's this temperature.
In my perfect world, I would have my summer would be a high, no, not really above 80. I would say upper 70s, 80 during the day, and then like 55 or 60 at night. I love windows open, good sleeping weather, nice cool evenings, have a nice little, you know, sit on the back deck with some lovely fresh cool air at night. That's my perfect day. 80 during the day, 60 at night. And I could take that. If you gave me that year round, I'm good with that year round. I feel like you're going to tell me I should be moving to San Diego at this point. I think like that's right. Isn't that what San Diego is year round?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know if they get really, really hot at any point.
I don't think so.
What do you mean we got a break? Brayton, who do you think you're working with? He's giving me the rap sign. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. Leslie Frazier, the Bills defensive coordinator, going to talk to the media about 9:15 this morning. And when he starts, you'll have it live here on WGR. If you miss it, don't forget. On-demand audio. Always go there. You can listen to all the Bills interviews, all the press conferences from training camp. Josh Allen the other day, Stephon Diggs, anything at camp. Sal's got it covered, and we'll have it for you in on-demand audio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Josh made a throw today that I haven't seen, like, a post ball to Cole Beasley. It was crazy, like, mouth dropping. I've been in the league 12 years, so I'm old school. I'm backyard football. Like, let's strap up. Hey, you. Hey, kid, get in here. Let's play football. So that's kind of how Josh plays, too. He says, hey, look, just get open, and I'll find you. I'll find you the ball. I think sometimes, you know, when people were just talking about just football in general, they overthink it, right? At the end of the day, football was a game, and it is a game that's creative. You got to have fun, and you got to go out and make plays. You can't be a robot. That's my approach, and that's Josh's approach.
That is Emmanuel Sanders, new Buffalo Bill, talking about one of the things we brought up with Sal, this crazy throw Josh made at practice yesterday. 803-0550 to join us. A little Bills football, a little Sabres hockey. What else is on your mind this morning? That's fine, too. Phone line's always open for you to share questions, comments, or opinions. Stat of the day time, apparently. We have a stat of the day. I have a non-sports stat of the day to share, too.
Okay.
Yeah. From our good buddy at Channel 2. The stat of the day is brought to you by Cows of Buffalo. Get moving with Cows of Buffalo. Container on Wheels mobile storage. Rent a cow today, 592-3343. Today's 26, 27, 28, 29. So this would have been yesterday. Patrick Hammer tweeted this out, right? We had some rain yesterday. With yesterday's rain, this is the third wettest July on record. Since whatever year it was, they began keeping weather records in Western New York, and we might have, I think, some more rain tomorrow. So there you go. That's my weather, my non-sports stat of the day. It's been a wet July.
All right. Just reading a rumor here real quick.
Got to break out the lawnmower this weekend. The grass grew a lot.
My stat of the day is from the NBA, the world of the NBA. Stat of the day is that the Lakers will have two of the seven $40 million NBA players this year, and that the Lakers will pay LeBron James and Russell Westbrook more than the entire Knicks team gets paid.
Yeah, I think Westbrook is making like $91 million over the next two seasons, or at least he's owed $91 million over the next two seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember there was a stat like that going into baseball season? I don't know who it was. Was someone's contract worth more than the entire Pirates payroll? I wish I could remember that. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't Trevor?
A-Rod made more than teams, yeah, in baseball, yeah.
Yeah, but I forget NBA, who it was this year. Somebody had more than the Pirates payroll. Yeah, that's than the entire Knicks roster. And it's not like the Knicks were, you know, tanking and going with minimum salaried guys. It's a decent pay. And Anthony Davis, I assume he's the third payest guy, highest paid guy on the Lakers roster. I should probably double check that. All right, I like that stat of the day. Quick reminder, speaking of basketball, among your things to do this weekend, you know, you might be looking for what's going on. You have, of course, Olympics going on this weekend. But basketball, I mentioned this the other day, if you have not seen, for those of you that are fans of some of the old UB teams, they're Blue Collar U team is still alive in this the basketball tournament. Maybe you've been watching some of it. Don't know if you have. But they're in the quarterfinal round. They are a fun team to watch. So they're going to be playing tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, ESPN2. And they're playing for a chance to win $1 million. So a lot of great names from UB basketball recent history are on that team. So if you're looking for it, 9 o'clock tomorrow night, watch a little basketball. Watch those guys play in the basketball tournament.
Yeah.
It has been very entertaining. Maybe apparently better than watching the 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics from what you were telling me. So I got to see if that's on the schedule this weekend. And track and field is under is in full force now at the Olympics. So for those of you that look at that as the prime sport for the Summer Games, it started last night on NBC, and it's continuing throughout the weekend.
You might want to stay off of the internet today.
I can't. I'm on Twitter. Like, I'm constantly looking about what's going on.
I think that the Madden quarterback ratings come out today. The full quarterback ratings.
Is it, you mean like Bills Mafia is going to be angry for some reason?
I mean, you know.
What are we thinking Josh should get in terms of a grade?
Well, I think it's about the ranking, right? Where should he be ranked?
Yeah. Hey.
Tied for third. Tied okay, for.
Mahomes is first. Brady's going to be ahead of Allen, right?
Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers. And then you would have a tough time saying anybody else is above him.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mahomes has already been, I guess, released as a 99.
Yeah, he's on the 99 yep. team. Yep.
That's not bad.
So he's number one, probably. Then it would probably be Rodgers 2, Brady 3.
And if there's anybody else that's ahead of him, it's going to be fire and brimstone.
I was looking at Athletic did a piece yesterday, their annual quarterback tiers, you know, where they interview like 50 different people and they have all the grades and they break it down into tiers. And I don't know if you made me think about this because of the Madden ratings. I don't know if there will be any similarities here, but they're tier one. All right, so the top quarterbacks in the league. Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers, two other guys in tier one in these ratings. Neither one was named Josh Allen. Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson. Josh was actually the first guy in tier two, and he got a ton of tier one votes.
Yeah.
It says here, 21st tier votes for Josh Allen. That's five more than the combined total for all the quarterbacks who were below him in tier two. So he got a lot of tier one consideration.
Tier one, yeah.
Right, right. He's right on the cusp.
Yep.
So
and Allen,
you know,
I don't think it's crazy to do that. I guess everybody voting tier two probably wants to see it one more time.
Right. And that's one of the big comments was, give me one more season
one
of
more.
Great, and now you'll go into tier one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like tier two was hit behind him. Jeremy was Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford, Dak Prescott, Justin Herbert was in tier two, Matt Ryan, Kyler Murray, Ryan Tannehill, Joe Burrow. But Josh was clearly at the top of that tier.
Sure. And a buzzword around Allen, I think I'm seeing and reading a lot about it, is regression. Hmm. There's going to be a regression coming. And I think it's important to kind of talk about what that means. Because it doesn't mean he's not going to be good.
Right.
It just means he might not put up the same numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes had a 5,000-yard, 50-touchdown season in 2018.
Right.
It put him on the map. And a story going into that next year was there's definitely a regression coming for Mahomes. He's not going to do the same thing. He's not going to throw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. And what did he do? 4,000 yards and 26 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
They went 11-3. Like, they had the same season, basically, and he didn't do nearly as much because, just statistically, you're probably not going to throw 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns every year.
Right.
Mahomes, last year, threw 38 touchdowns and 4,700 yards. So, for Allen, you know, you have over-unders on him. I know you sent those to me a little bit ago.
Yeah, this was from sportsbetting.ag. For Allen specifically, I wanted to pull up his stats from last year for reference to this. Okay.
Last year he had 4,500 yards and 37 touchdowns.
It's not bad. But then you throw in his rushing stats. I mean, that's a big part of his game.
So. Yeah, which he ran for. I'll have to pull that up here. It's not as big a part of his game. He didn't run for nearly as much as he did.
At least 500 yards?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, his rushing, he ran
400,
for 421 yards. But that has been coming down each year.
Yeah.
630, 510, 420.
Yeah.
He has run for at least 8 touchdowns each season.
Yeah, see, that's it. So, I mean, he's at almost, 5,000 combined yards last year and 40-something touchdowns.
Yep.
His His over-under total passing yards has been set at 45, 50 and a half. I wouldn't be surprised if he's under that and could still have a really good season. He was up, what was he at last year? Was he right around there, you said, 45?
45, 44.
44. Okay, they set it at 45, 50.
Okay, so will he have more passing yards in one additional game? You might say...
Oh, that's right.
I mean, it's possible. I just think the point about regression, it's important to point out that it doesn't mean he'll be bad. It just means, hey, he might throw for 32 touchdowns and 4,400 yards. And maybe he won't rush for 8 touchdowns. Maybe this year he rushes for 4.
His over-under on total TD passes was set at 34.5.
Okay. Last year he had 37.
Yep.
I mean, you might like the over. Then there's, you know, then there's the defense. The point about that, if the Bills have the kind of season the Ravens had a couple years ago where they just went out to these huge leads. When Lamar won the MVP, right? They got to big leads, and then the game script is they just run the ball and see you later. The game's over. If the Bills' offense is better and gets out to these big leads, then maybe they don't score 41 points per game. If their defense has a terrible season, maybe they do score 41 points per game. You know, like, there's a lot of factors at play, and if you are someone that, you know, kind of bristles at the idea of a regression, I don't think every person saying regression means he won't be good anymore.
Right. There's,
it just means, yeah.
It's more of a statistical discussion about regression.
Yeah.
And he, again, he could throw for 4,000 yards and 32 touchdowns, and he can still win the division and be one of the best teams in the conference. So it's, you know, yeah, are they in shootouts? If the defense is having a bad year and they have to just keep scoring and win shootouts, guess what? His numbers will probably hit all the overs. But if they're, you brought up Mahomes, how many times does Kansas City have a big lead at halftime and then maybe they throw the ball less in the second half? So he doesn't get 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns, but they still win their division and they still win all their games and they're a one seed.
Or maybe they, you know, they do run the ball more effectively like they want to.
Which is what the Bills spent the whole offseason talking about,
Talking about, yeah.
803-0550 to join us, 888-552-550. We'll talk Bills football with you this morning. Leslie Frazier going to meet with the media at 9:15 this morning down in Orchard Park. We're going to bring that to you live on WGR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
.503-0550 to join us. We'll get a call in here, a little football talk on WGR on this lovely Friday morning. David in Cheektowaga, welcome. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
I want to kind of go the opposite take, the eternal optimistic Buffalo Bills fan, I guess. I want to say I think, you know, Josh Allen may actually surpass his numbers from last year. When you look at a lot of the intangibles that he has going into this season, I think they're better than last year. The preseason alone, along with the offseason, being able to actually communicate more in person and work with and talk with his receiving core that he couldn't do last year. than he can do this year. I think Emmanuel Sanders being added to the mix will help make the slot even more ridiculously dangerous to cover with Beasley and Sanders on each side. And then adding the fact that Josh Allen, not only is he going to have a better hold of the offense and reading defenses, but he has an extra game. And he has 17 games this year. I think a lot of records might get broken. Besides just passing records in the NFL, you have tackle records, sack records. I mean, other records could be broken with a whole entire extra game to play. Granted, I don't know if the 17th game will matter much for a lot of teams, but guys going for records, an extra game's an extra game, man. That's an extra 300 yards for a quarterback, an extra three, four touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think Josh Allen's going to exceed his numbers this year. That's my bold prediction.
Yeah,
he very well may. There's a lot of things that are going to be different. You know, your point about preseason is right. There will be crowds on the road, right? That football last year with, you know, not every building being either full or even have anybody in attendance, the idea of a home crowd, you know, Bills fans would probably think that Orchard Park would be a tougher place to play this year because the crowd will affect the opposing team's offense.
Yeah.
Now, like, think about that Chiefs game. It was close.
That's right.
That, you know, you like that third down play where the Bills need to get the ball back and have it be a one score game. Can the Bills get them into a false start, make it third and 18 instead of, I think it was like third and 13 when whoever, who caught that? Byron Pringle? Anyway, it's a long, very specific way to get to. There's a lot of factors. I mean, the money line is, or whatever you said, the over-under is 34.5. And it's totally possible he could throw for 40 touchdowns this year. It's also possible he could throw for 32 and run for 13. You know, what kind of plays do they call in the red zone? Injuries could be a big factor. He could get hurt. They could have a receiver get hurt. Their line could break down.
Right.
I think it's the range of outcomes include a lot of different potential scenarios. And I wouldn't be sitting here betting against him having a big year. You could have a smaller year statistically, and they could win more games because they get things right on defense or whatever. You know, it'll be part of the fun of it. But I think you bring up a fair point about. It's another year inside this offense.
Yeah.
And if Sanders is better than Brown or at least more durable than Brown. I mean, John Brown was off the field for half the games last year.
I think a couple things could factor into this. Also, look, they threw the ball a lot. You know, he threw 572 passes last season. Maybe they, again, are they winning big? Are they throwing less in the fourth quarter? That's a lot. I didn't do the math to divide 572 by 16, but it's 30-something a game. Maybe he doesn't. He completed, not only did he throw over 100 more passes than he did the previous year, he also completed 69%.
Yeah.
He shot up from 58 to 69. Now, again, maybe he completes 65% of his passes, 64. So that could affect how many, if there are fewer completions by percentage, maybe your numbers drop down. Are they throwing it five? Look, the crowd noise, I don't know, maybe I don't take that into account enough, but the other day, you referenced the Kansas City game, right? I don't remember if it was Josh or Cole Beasley, but one of them talked about the game, the AFC Championship game there, and how loud it was, even though there were only 17,000 fans at Arrowhead, and how the noise affected the Bills' offense. Okay, that's with 17,000 people, right? So I don't think about it a lot, but maybe the Bills' offense, while still being really good, might have a slight downturn because it's going to be really hard with crowd noise on the road again this year. So, yeah, I think factor in, who knows, maybe he only throws 540 passes this year. No idea. So that's why I think it could be a statistical decrease, but it could still be a 13-14 win season and win the division and all this stuff and have one of the better offenses in the National Football League again. All right, well, we'll get a break because it is 9 o'clock. Coming up in this hour, we'll hear from Bills defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier. He's going to talk, scheduled to talk around 9:15 when that begins. We'll bring it to you live. We have phone lines open if you want to talk Bills football with us too. 803-0550 on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.